And where are we now?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Another old question.
The vizier.
We are close to the end of this book. Means what? Means when this book finishes, hopefully, inshallah, you know everything about pulling yourself together. Personally and socially. Two different ways. We talked about it, remember? That this is to understand the system. How the system is working. Okay? First, me. Inside. What's happening over there? A lot. A lot of different stuff. Mainly animal intelligence and human heart. Right? These two are opposite. Right? So what could we do with them? Yeah. The opposites, we understand that the opposites, they don't eliminate each other. They complete each other. It's always like that. This is the essence of yin and yang. To understand that it's not black or white. It's black and white. They work together. So inside me, all different stuff should come together. Good saying, but how? We explained somehow. How was that? How could I bring them together? They don't understand each other. Somehow they hate each other because they are the opposites. But I could make them understand each other. My intelligence should understand my heart. My intelligence should understand beyond the logic, there is something. Okay, you talk about the logic, but don't forget beyond the logic. And my spirit should understand that this animal is useful, is here, and I have to work with it. So, priorities. That's the point. My heart is first. Is Solomon, is the king, is the master, whatever you may call it. Intelligence is my tool, is the best thing I have. I'm working with it, right? So this is the first part of the system. There's something else. Look at this fellow. Why should he really bring himself together? He chooses not to. So what? The values are not personal. We have a collective values because we have a collective knowledge. We talk, we write, you remember? So we are functioning collectively. He should do it for we. That's how it works. I have to know that, okay, I have a personality, means what? Means I have some abilities, something I know, and all that. These are what I have. In the other hand, I have duties. Why? Because I share my life with the other people, don't I? Yes, when you're eating your hamburger, maybe you're not sharing something with someone. But now what are we doing? That one. We are connected and we are the parts of a system. We should understand the system. We should understand our responsibility and how to work with others. These are the two sides of the thing that we taught in this book. How did we do it? Mainly we went back to Moses and Pharaoh. Why? Because when we talk about inside me, what do we find? There is a Pharaoh, and hopefully there is a Moses. That's how it works, right? But meanwhile, in these stories, we talked about the other stuff. We talked about the Belarus moving from this country to the other one, from her country, mean her domain, to Solomon's domain. And for that we remember how difficult it is, because this lady is rich, is powerful, she has a lot. So she would send some gift for Solomon to be friends and blah blah. She doesn't understand that, hey, you are wanted because you're fit, because you could walk, because you're that one, because you're the doer. Okay, doers should work with the thinker and all that. We talked about these stories and that slave fellow who was not satisfied. Do you remember that Ghulam? The guy who could never be satisfied. Because he doesn't understand himself. We always blame outside for the problem which we create ourselves, right? Now, we are in a critical discussion here. Suddenly our Moses is offering a deal. Do you remember? Did you find it in the Holy Book? It's not. This is a made-up story. Okay, but because we know that the Moses will not do this. Will not do anything, Moses. Moses is just a simple tool for him. But here in our story, no. He comes and he offers four stuff for one stuff. The one stuff was what I was talking about. To give up the idea that you are the God. Give up the idea that you could do no matter what. Yes, you are Pharaoh, and be Pharaoh. Be the king of the country means be the king of here, but not outside. You are king to me, but how I will. But he's looking at me and saying this complicated stuff, right? Yeah, he said, okay, give up that one. I will give you what? We made four stuff that nothing is left. Talk about Pharaoh. What does he want? Don't go historically in Egypt. Talk about yourself, your money, your physical existence. That's what you're talking about. My animal. What does my animal want? Yuck. What is the first thing that your animal wants? Long life. Because my animal is running away from death. Why? Because the animal understand only one of my deaths. The other one doesn't understand. Animal understand the physical existence, so that's the death. So, he said, I give you the long life, I give you the health, I give you the power, I give you everything. What else do you want? Ah, tempting. Okay, you tempted me. But, first, she went to the lady. What was the lady saying? Because it was not a complicated stuff, it was simple, she got it. And she is intelligent. She said, why didn't you say yes right away? This is a very good deal. What else do you want? This is fantastic. Why? Because she doesn't understand the other part. Let's go back, book one. Remember the man and a woman fighting each other at the middle of book one, right? The lady doesn't know what's going outside. That's what it is. So here, the Aisha doesn't understand the government and what you are giving up, really, because fellowship is not hers. Logically, she says, you should have said yes. Pharaoh said, I have to think about it. Why? This is the point that you should really understand. I mean, feel it. Why Pharaoh doesn't accept this good offer even when the wife will say yes? Doubt. That logical stuff of doubt is there. What else is there? Giving up the fellowship. That's what he doesn't want. He knows what he has to give up. And he doesn't like it because it's not easy to become humble. Aha! This fellow is against the humbleness, right? And we know that you should be humble. Why? Why should you be humble? Honestly.
There's so much more beyond that.
Because your personality, how does it work? Let's start with the animal. The animal wants everything, all of it. Do you remember the animal, right? Okay. Becoming humble means what? Means you don't fight with the others. You don't compete with the others. You let the others win, right? What's wrong with that? In a society, everybody should do that. Personally, yes, you prefer to be the champion. But if we let you, you prefer to be champion to kill other champions. Do you remember the jealousy we started first? It's in you. All of that is there. That's why this Pharaoh cannot give up. Now he goes to his vizier, consulting with him. And I explained before how the answer could be, we understand, because the vizier cannot say, yes, eliminate the parliament. I'm the vizier. Means eliminate me? So the trick is quite clear that your fellowship will become, let's be realistic. With that being realistic, yes, you will bring your vizier down to talk to. Let's hear it tonight. The guilty one, Peter.
Now Pharaoh took counsel with his vizier Haman as to believing in Moses, on whom be peace. He told Haman when he saw him alone, Haman sprang up and rent his bosom of his shirt.
You see that the beginning of the story goes this fast, that first he talked to Haman when he found him alone, right? That's there. He told Haman when he found him alone, and Haman went crazy suddenly. Yes.
Then the cursed one uttered loud cries and sobs and beat his turban and cap on the ground. His turban and cap on the ground. His turban and cap on the ground. His turban and cap on the ground.